Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Art Rubel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Warner scores. Noon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heilman scores. Maynisch moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noon moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard strikes out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Miller reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Melillo moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Browns. George Smith now pitching. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Adams reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Noon hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard has Manish trapped. He fires to second, with Gerber covering, who tags Manish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Gerber scores. Adams moves to second. It's Browns, 6, Tigers, 6. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Bennett moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Oney Carroll now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Art Rubel. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing left field. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-3 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Noon hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.